Okay, it's Monday.
It can survive generations.
So 8th of October, I think. It's 12:12 a.m.
here at
Shahukuri with
Boosie,
Lutz, Tamlin. Sarah's around here somewhere. Nada's
well,
around here somewhere.
To like maybe their brains are programmed to
Joel Kershaw.
To
like we've had this strange afternoon.
I
it was ostensibly called as a debrief from this US consular accident that we did on Wednesday, but really it was just an excuse for it. A bit of a gathering,
World Trade Centers and shit like this.
Lutz, Lutz is
enjoyed being promiscuous all the time, swimming through the ocean, having a good time.
Listen to Lutz
catching some fish. And
so bonobos, whereas closely related.
Staying there.
Paying attention to the microphone.
Okay. So what's wrong about the dolphins being one of the most intelligent species on this earth? Because they obviously are capable of a lot of emotional expression while not really bothering.
Douglas Adams tonight.
Oh, really?
No, Douglas Adams is not the only one who's spoken about the dolphins. Terence McKenna, who was mad.
When the Vogons destroyed Earth, the dolphins up and left and sent to this crystal fishbowl.
It's
engraved and it says so long and thanks for all the
fish.
One of the alien races that came here were fish people.
And they tried to
and I'm not
them
sure about
jumping through hoops and doing tricks.
They couldn't understand. They just said, you have an entirely legitimate joke about human arrogance. This is what talking to Jeff the other night. As unfitted soon as I was to that conversation at the time, he was talking about, because I have another cat that I've developed quite complex relationship with, and I've never had a cat before. Never understood how it works, so she's this total alien, but I've realised that she's incredibly complex. She's as complex as I am, but she's just tuning in on a quite different wavelength, and we have certain points of connection and we can relate to each other. But we have this human arrogance that, like, we have us, and then there's these animals down here. No, not at all.
No,
what that joke about the dolphins is about.
Especially with
the
cat, you realise... Shit, they own you as much
humans,
as...
And it's part of this computer that's been created by another computer.
Who
the Earth
is
a computer.
What's the
question? Designed to answer the question, ultimate question.
It was mice.
You must have... Have you not read the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
No.
You never read...
I have them because my fucking sister's kidnapped them. She's got them in.
Who's the writer?
Douglas Adams.
Douglas
the
Adams.
The mice were actually...
Boozy. That is
unbelievable.
Boozy doesn't know the fucking Hitchhiker's Guide.
The mice
oh
were actually...
Oh my god.
I'm going to tell Sarah.
Incarnation.
You're such a normal person. You're so much base to ground without knowing Douglas Adams. I have to go down to you, Boozy. I won't do it that soon again. I might shower you with abuse like I did on Rainbow Serpent again. I'm so grateful that you are not taking offense of it.
No, not at all.
Ah, shit. That relieves me a lot.
We all have our days.
That's what I thought about you most of the time. But you never can be sure. So I'm really happy to find this out.
That wasn't what you were saying earlier.
Yes! I saw your face. I saw the twig. Like, it's my chance. I'm in. I feel like all night for this.
Boozy, that's the thing. What you said about loving a lot of people without having the sexual desires. I thought like. Why does she have to mention this at all? Isn't this fucking natural? But yeah, our education and idea about love is like this one-on-one thing.
Yeah.
And
it's not all the education, though.
It's okay. You might find some inferior kind of love for your children and spouses, and that's kind of okay in your love sharing. But it's not like a universal principle, like. You can't just love everything that's around you because that's fucking wrong. There's so many bad stuff out you can't love, and which is fucking bizarre because everything exists,
love
and so.
Sexual attraction are interchangeable too, and they're not the same thing. They're not anywhere near the same thing, nor the same emotion.
And that's certainly a point of maturity where children, before they have their sexuality, they have this universal love.
Yeah.
And then they get trained in sexuality where it's always linked to a one-on-one relationship instead of realizing, okay, even this very intimate one-on-one relationship is not something going on forever. It's something that can be extended. But it doesn't equate the same thing like being accepting of everything.
Is that recording?
Yeah, let's turn it off.
Is that recording?
Yeah, I can't.
Evidence.